Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Lost in Translation. This time we're covering Digimon Adventure : 2020, episode 49, The God of Evil Descends, Millenniummon. I'm joined by Quinn.
Hi, I'm not lovely this week, what the hell?
Of course you're lovely, I think that goes without saying.
Did this week.
And, and of course, Evie.
Hello.
And Chloe.
Now, none of us are lovely this week.
And also me, because I didn't start it off with me. But and we're all lovely.
We all are.
In case that wasn't clear.
We're all a mess.
We're all lovely.
We're all going to just misbehave.
I could not think of like a positive thing that wasn't lovely. And I was like, I always say lovely, so I'm going to try something different. And then I just didn't come up with any words. So I just...
It's fine. We did an intro.
And not lovely.
We can be mischievous. We did an intro. Mischievous.
I like that. I like that.
Illustrious. So,
I would like to be mischievous, but everyone else can be mischievous.
Okay.
Anyway, so before we get into the show, just housekeeping. I had an update from the internet lords and gods that are above us, and they no longer say 20 weeks. They now are saying July at the latest, so that's...
I mean, I thought you were going to say 2022, so...
Oh, I would cry. But also there's a lot of, like, things going on with NBN. Apparently, like, the workers are just, like, wanting to be paid more, and I'm just like, yes, please pay the workers,
yes,
because I've been, like,
workers
on the phone with them, like, every day.
I would like it if the workers
please pay the people who are doing the... Yeah, please pay your workers. And also, apparently, the NBN modems that people do have just stopped working. So, they say July, but now with all this trouble, I'm just thinking about, still really hope it's July,
don't
but also just pay
that.
Your workers.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Hey, guess what? People who are paid... generally do a better job than people who are not paid. So put those things together. Anyway, so there's my internet update. Apparently July is now the thing and not 20 weeks away, which is good. It means that I might have internet when Colin's still running because there's 16 episodes left. I don't know. Anyway, so without all that out of the way, let's go to talking about this episode. Millenniummon's Gem and Sephirothmon show up with a bunch of Vedamon, and they seem to be doing something with the Cloud Continent. We have Leomon and Lopmon is just sort of like... I think Lopmon's meant to be on Leomon's shoulders, but it just looks like she's just hovering above his nipples, which is kind of weird. And,
also, can I just want to back up to the recap, which sort of barely mentions that Tai Chi is allegedly dead?
Yeah, there was a point, like, what, midway through the episode where you were like, I wonder what Tai Chi's doing during all this, and I just had to remind you. That,
yeah,
I
kind of forgot because it's been a week,
exploded.
And the recap just doesn't, like, mention, oh, by the way, Tai Chi and Agumon are dead. You know, briefly.
It's probably because this episode was really good until, like, there was any mention of Tai Chi,
really. It's true. Digimon without Tai Chi is a stronger show.
Yeah, basically, please. Like, just take out the Tai Chi and it's not a bad show. Like, which is sad because Tai Chi was great at the start of the show, but decided to not be. Anyway, so Leomon and Lopmon recognize the feeling that they're getting as Miasma being released from the Cloud Continent. And then we have Millenniummon's new body nearing completion, which is, like, so creepy. He's like this resin, like,
I'm so into that.
And it's kind of... I'm so into it. And it's just so much like...
Yeah,
and here's
Lilith.
The Evangelion
version
of the podcast.
It's just Lilith.
Yeah.
It's Lilith. It's just Lilith. It's just like... It is just Lilith. It's just like... The,
only
the
instead of LCL,
at this point,
we get mega level
pretending.
Digimon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And, like, and the LCL lesbians, like, and the L stand for lesbians in the end of Evangelion, because they were just, I loved that. That was my favorite.
Uh-huh.
There were just some lesbians. And anyway, so that was the Evangelion portion. It's just Lilith. If you're not familiar,
I don't think this episode is going to be finished with Eva yet, because it... Uh-huh. It just keeps coming.
It unfortunately does.
Okay, it's... When I say the portion of this, the Evangelion part of the podcast, it's just, like, constant. It's, like, a portion that keeps on coming up. It's, like, the portion for this 10-minute segment,
this,
or not even.
This
because
entire
it's...
episode is just whatever we build, we're not very good.
Yeah, basically. It's just, like, end of Evangelion for kids, I guess.
I mean, there is a bunch
anyway,
of
Anyway,
yep. Not this episode.
There
not
is,
this episode.
There is less... There is, like...
This is rebuild.
This is the first episode for a long time we haven't had Vore, but we have Evangelion. It's just like, there's so much Evangelion, And if there's not Evangelion, it's Studio Ghibli.
Yeah.
It's just every episode is one or the other. And I'm not complaining. It's fine. But it's like, it's not even just like these are accidental similarities anymore. It's not just me being like, haha, this reminds me of Evangelion. Evangelion's an anime too. Mm-hmm. It's just like, this is
Evangelion. Just Ava.
This is just Ava. Like, I've seen Evangelion.
Yeah. It's...
And like at some points I'm like, the animation quality is the same as the end of not the end of Evangelion, but the Evangelion TV series at the end, which is like the last like 10 episodes where they just were like, oh, everyone's covering their mouth with their hands when they talk, and also we're going to have everyone having conversations, but they're gonna be so far away we can't see their mouths move. But... So it was just static images because
There was also some really cool animation in those episodes.
Yeah, they saved their budget. Yeah. Whereas except this episode, when, like, not Garudamon,
in this episode we had Garudamon and Outlacabutarimon dodging from lasers, and by that I mean just sliding in and out of the frame.
Yep.
It's funny.
Oh my god, the stormtroopers need to stop.
Uh-huh. It is funny. Anyway,
I despise Metal Garudamon and how he flies.
Uh-huh.
Why are his legs straight down? That's just not
He's
right.
He's very static. He doesn't like... I mean, I guess if you look at a plane, planes don't really move much. So he's kind of moving like a plane.
But he's a dog! I guess and those legs aren't aerodynamic!
We're doing the best traditions of Frontier where we had roller skate Garurumon.
But he's so good.
I love roller skate. Roller skate Garurumon's probably my favorite part of Frontier besides, you know, Petaldramon.
It just looks
Petal
wrong.
Petaldramon's my favorite. Yeah, I mean, I'm not, like, against it. Anyway, it's so we see what the rest of the cast are doing, and we have Hikari saying Onii-chan, which is her first line in the episode. So that's great.
We also, Tailmon just says Hikari, five times in a row.
Uh-huh.
Yep, it's great.
Onii-chan,
Onii-chan is just, like, the most said word in this show, I'm pretty sure.
Would not be surprised.
I wish that someone could make me a word cloud.
That seems like so much work, but, like, it's just... Like, I'll make you a fake one where it's just, like, Onii-chan, and it's just, like, little itty-bitty words.
There are word cloud generators.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure Hikari is also there, but because that's been said... In the way of like light as well as the character's name, and I want to say Hope is up there too with Kibor. Like Kibor and Hikari are said like Kibor's probably said more times in this show than in the entirety of Danganronpa, and that is a lot. But also Zetsubou is also said a lot in Danganronpa. Anyway, so we have Yamato deciding that it's time to split up the group because the writers can only write about four characters at once. And he asks if Gabumon can fight, and then just straight up tells Sora and Koshiro to, like, also...
Okay, come on.
...help him.
I get it. They can fly and are less damaged than Mimi, but, you know, he's trying to be the leader, but he didn't get the goggles.
Yeah, it's just weird that he's just chosen these two. And not, I
really wish
like
that Hikari would step up and be a leader when her brother dies.
Yeah, which I would really like that, but no, I mean, it's fine, she can crumble, she's still young. Anyway, so Yamato tells Mimi and Takeru and Joe and Hikari to stay put, because, as I said before, the writers cannot do that many characters. And we have the Digimon evolving to Metal Garurumon, Kabutarimon and Bergeromon, and then we have Metal Garurumon just being straight up bigger than I could remember him ever being.
Like, they're not good at scale.
They're not good at scale at all. And this episode does not have any evolution sequences. They're all very sort of quick. Evolution to Garudamon was big. Yeah, Aldecabuterimon and Garudamon's evolutions were probably the most we got, but still very quick.
But I was fine with that.
Because we actually wanted to show characters.
Yeah, we had stuff going on. I'm fine with that.
Like, I would have been mad if we had... Also,
yeah, they needed to make
this is the first time we've actually... We had warp evolution, kind of.
Yeah, pretty much. We just had Gabumon become Metal Garurumon.
Yeah, I just realized that. But we have never had anyone just straight up skip evolutions. It's always been very much like evolving to Garurumon and then to Garurumon, like at least Ultras mode, and then Metal Garurumon. But this is the first time that they've actually skipped evolutions, I'm like 90% sure. And I kind of like that. I'm like, hey, look, we're actually doing a thing. He doesn't say warp evolution. He doesn't say, like, anything. He just sort of shows up.
Yeah, they just
up,
did it.
But that, mm-hmm. that's still fine. Mm.
Which is good, honestly. Anyway, God, we didn't need the CGI. Yeah.
No, we didn't. And it's kind of great. Like, I've been kind of annoyed that all of a sudden we're just getting, especially when it's, like, Yamato or Tai Chi getting a full evolution sequence, and then all the other characters just, they just show up and they're evolved. That would have really annoyed me in this episode, but I don't think they had enough time to have those full evolutions, and that's fine. This is a positive of the episode. We just decided to skip evolution animations, which is good. I like that. Thumbs up. Well done. You did a thing that wasn't terrible. Meanwhile, we have Hikari begging Komodomon to take her to Tai Chi, but Joe says that Komodomon is hurt too. And then we have a Griffomon showing up in a fairly body horror and Evangelion way to fight Yamato's group. And then we have Tailmon meanwhile worrying about how they won't stand a chance when Millenniummon actually revives. And I just want to point out, and this is probably my favorite, well, one of my favorite parts of the episode, is that while we have Tailmon being worried and Hikari kind of crying, and we have this shot a lot in this episode, we actually have, like, background noises of the battle going on mm-hmm. in the background. Mm. We have Griffomon and Metal Gurumon fighting noises in the background, which I feel like this is a new thing, right? Having background noises that aren't just, like, very static and normal. Like, mm-hmm. we could actually hear them
yeah,
fight in the background.
The audio design was surprisingly good for an episode that had an awful lot of fireballs thrown at lasers equals explosion.
Yeah, basically. And I'm just, I really liked that. Like, we had, like, lightning noises because of the black lightning. We mm-hmm. had the sound of lasers. We had the sound of Digimon fighting. And it just sort of added to the moments that we saw of the group with Hikari, where we just had these really cool background noises of everything else that's going on at the moment. And it just, it felt really cool. I don't know, I just really liked it. Like, it just, I don't think we've had that much in Digimon before, where we just have almost dynamic audio happening in the background. So, like, thumbs up to that. We have Gomamon asking Joe to let him evolve, and he feels bad because he can't just rest when Tai Chi and Agumon stayed back for them. Komodomon is able to shake some flowers that he picked up when they were fleeing from Ugendramon, and he does this to cheer up the group, which is just really nice, and I honestly almost chose Komodomon as my favorite character this episode because of this, because it was just
it was pretty
really,
good.
Really precious.
The flower thing was a little weird.
I
but...
didn't get that that's where the flowers were coming from.
Yeah, I did not either.
I didn't know until the characters said that that's what happened. I think, like,
I mean,
can't remember
did,
who said it,
but
I think it might
have
been Tailmon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just didn't put two and two together.
It was very much just like, okay, pretty sure they were running through a desert, but you know.
Yeah,
it's a nice thing.
It was very convenient, but all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot of this series. Oh, it's very convenient, all right. Like, it's, I don't know. There are a lot of flowers, and there's grass all of a sudden, whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Considering how long they were running through, like, literal desert flora shots. In this episode,
I still, at the end of the episode, and we're starting with that now, Mimi starts making a corsage, and I do not know why or what I'm supposed to take away from that.
It's cute, and she's rich, and flowers, I guess.
I guess?
Think it's supposed to be like, I don't know, she's hopeful that Tai Chi's still alive so that she can give it to him.
Maybe.
Yeah, like,
I just really like
I think
part.
It's a distraction.
Fair.
That too.
I just really liked the part where, Hikari was, like, crying, and Mimi was there with her, and then did not comfort her at all. We went to go do you know, talk about the A-plot for a little bit, then came back, and then Mimi is all of a sudden just, like,
hug.
Oh my god, sorry! And then just, like, yeah, immediately hugs, and then looks, like, surprised about it. Like, oh, that's right, yeah.
What I'm here in this.
Why did it take so long to hug?
She mm-hmm. does.
I honestly think, like, Mimi may have been struggling on her, like, she was grieving in her own way, and she was trying to what was the best way to come across about this, because, like, she didn't.
I really wish
she
the dialogue
grieving, as I said,
conveyed people's state of mind better.
It kind of does. It does a little bit. Like, she does say, she is thinking to herself, like, oh, I'm worried too, and I know that, like, I can't imagine what Hikari's feeling. She does, like, they do give her, like, two sentences about that, and it would have been nice to have more.
Yeah, it's definitely not enough.
Kind of do like the, like, they made her seem like she was struggling to, like, I want to, like, you know, support Hikari, but I'm also feeling pain. Yeah. And she doesn't want to, like, say the wrong thing.
I was
like,
super with her on the, but you have lots of good memories, right? Let's think about those for a minute. And then it was the transition to Corsage that felt a little forced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I also feel like the good memory thing is way too soon.
There is like that.
An hour.
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
You should
be happy and move on now and just be glad that you had him.
Well, I think it's more you're on a battlefield. I need you to stop crying so that we can go kill that dude now, please.
I mean, it's more than what Tai Chi gave Mimi in the original series, which was just well, get over it. Let's battle. Let's do the battling now.
Oh, that was Yamato. And Yamato did the same thing.
It was some of both.
They both done it.
It was those two fighting, and then Mimi just went, screw y'all, and Joe went off to help her.
I'm going to go form an army.
I'm going to go form an army as the pacifist, and also the army does not end up doing much.
And Jay's going to... Joe's... don't know why I'm brought up Jay. Joe is going to... is going to have like a midlife crisis at the age of 12 where he's not sure if he's on the right path in life. Yeah, I'm just like, geez, poor Joe. You poor thing. But anyway, we're talking about this season of Digimon, which at some points is sometimes better than the original. Not a lot,
though.
This
is not one of those points.
Yeah.
I think the first probably 5 minutes of the episode are pretty solid. Yep. Like, there are some good ideas here.
I like the middle.
Yeah.
I could remember them.
As someone who does not have much nostalgia for Digimon, but really likes Eva, I actually quite liked this episode.
Yeah, I liked this episode. I thought it was fine. Like, I think a lot of my complaints are probably just, like, with complaints about this show in general. Like, I feel like, I still could not tell you one thing about Sora that doesn't involve Tai Chi. She likes football, but also that's with Tai Chi.
Mm.
Sora, can you have a character? I feel no character from you.
Yeah.
Anyway,
give Sora her knife.
Yeah, just give her a knife. Give her her golf visor back.
She was so much
Sora,
better.
Sora, I can feel your lack of character.
Yeah, that's basically what I was going for there. So Mimi is worried, but she wants to make Hikari feel better and starts making a corsage, which I think we should have just had her build one of those handy-dandy bags that she had earlier on the show. That was pretty cool. And then, meanwhile, Metal Gurumon and Griffomon are fighting, and Metal Gurumon just gets pushed into the mountain, and Klee must have died from that impact, because there is, like, a lot of dust, and he's thrown into a mountain, and both Yamato and Metal Gurumon are not dead somehow.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it is the weirdest thing. Like, it looks more like...
It's very Dragon Ball.
The Yamato is just not there.
I forgot that
Dragon
even
Ball, but
happens.
Yamato should be dead. He's, like, 11.
I mean, the kids should be dead many times.
Oh, yeah. Especially Tai Chi. Like, Tai Chi should be dead. And he was, and it was great. And then, you know, spoilers, he comes back, and it's... He should not have... I wanted these cowards just to kill a character.
He was dead for 15 minutes.
Yeah, like, and like, I never thought he would be not dead.
I thought we might get a second episode of him being gone, but no.
Leomon was dead longer.
Leomon was dead for so much longer.
I had a feeling that he'd be back in this episode, but at the end... And I was right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we have Bergemon.
To see my buff king briefly.
Oh, yeah. He and his nipples.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I asked Chi to make me a meme when that happened. I just need the small child talking to three bodybuilders meme, but it's Tailmon talking to three different Leomon variants.
I like that. Anyway, so Bergemon evolves to Garudamon and Kabutomon evolves to Alakabutomon, and as I mentioned earlier, hilariously just float off the screen, and then they attack Millenniumon's, like, reviving form. Again, very Evangelion. And then back to Hikari's group, Hikari's crying, and Mimi asks her if she has any fun memories of Tai Chi. Like birthdays, Christmases, New Year's, etc. And then we get some really cute shots of Tai Chi and Hikari at this age, and then as younger kids. They're very nice.
One of them is nicely reminiscent of the original movie. The prequel.
And they've got the same clothes.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah. which I really liked. Like, I really appreciated the...
It's clever.
Fact they're wearing those clothes. Like, I like that. And it was... There's just some nice shots. I liked the one where they're playing video games together. That was a really cute shot.
Mm-hmm.
There's just some really nice shots of them hanging out. And then Mimi says that she likes it when Tai Chi smiles, and then says that her grandfather has a stern face but is lovely when he smiles, and that she just loves people who smile, and says that her grandfather says that he smiles when he's around people he loves. And then Mimi says that she will believe more. That Tai Chi's okay.
I remember the other thing I promised I wouldn't say. Yeah.
I'm so glad that Mimi went for, hey, Hikari, you should smile more, and went for, like, Tai Chi's got a nice smile. Like, that comes across better.
That's true.
Than, like, hey, girl, smile more.
Mm-hmm. She comes right up to the line on that one.
Yeah. And then, so Mimi starts to just say, let's believe that Tai Chi's okay. And then this motivates everyone, and Hikari wants to make a corsage now. Millenniumon's then revived, but so are Tai Chi and WarGreymon, because everyone, I don't know, is it like Peter Pan the movie where everyone's just like Tinkerbell's like dead or something, and they go, I do believe in fairies. Mm-hmm. And then Tai Chi just shows up, so like headcanon, Tai Chi's a fairy now. And the whole bus clapped.
Yeah, that exact thing came to mind for me as well. Just like, I do believe in Tai Chi, like, I do.
Yeah,
I do.
I got that exact feeling. Like, the whole time I was like, oh, this is just Tinkerbell. Tai Chi is Tinkerbell now.
Yep.
And so they come back and the episode ends. And then we get the encyclopedia and we're learning about Nohemon. And we have Koshiro again saying something wonderful about how he's fashionable. And he's going to ask Tentomon about fashion. And then next time in the encyclopedia, it's Godramon! Yay! I'm so excited. I'm so excited for Godramon. Well, it looks like Godramon.
Yeah, it's definitely Godramon, but it also sucks that they just completely spoiled that's happening next time.
Yeah, which, like, is something I liked about Ponchomon, how that was just, like, that just happened.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, we never got Encyclopedia, wasn't in the episode title, Ponchomon just happened. Mm-hmm. The only reason it was spoiled was because I was moving house, looked at my phone, everyone screaming about Ponchomon on my notifications, so that was a thing.
I really wish that the analyzer would not do spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it hasn't for Ponchomon. I don't know why they're just not doing that for all the evolutions.
That's what I'm saying, I just wish that it wouldn't do that. It's a poor decision.
But, like, I don't know.
Just, like, make it Millenniumon next time.
Yeah, like,
or make it Ponchomon. We haven't seen Ponchomon in an encyclopedia. We haven't seen, like, I think a lot of Digimon that we've seen in the show. So we've still got a cast. Why do we have to mention that Godramon's showing up? I mean, I'm keen for Godramon because Godramon was Patamon's original fully evolved form. Godramon debuted like a full like 3 months before Seraphimon. So that happened, and I really like Godramon. Send tweet, as the kids say. Alright, so let's discuss this episode. What were our highlights? Okay, I will start.
Okay.
I liked the fact that Mimi is the best.
Yeah,
Mimi does a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Gomamon was good. Gomamon wanted to do a thing. Mimi wanted to do a thing. Komodamon wanted to do a thing. I really liked how Mimi inspired the whole group. Like,
yeah.
That was cool. Mm-hmm. I really, really, really liked the background music. Like, that was, like, not just music, but the background sound effects. That was great, because it actually made you remember, there is a battle going on in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the bar is so low, but I feel like that was pretty cool. They acknowledged that things were happening at the same time as these characters were talking. And that was cool.
For a separation arc, I will give them some points that they actually concentrated on both halves of the group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was how separation arcs should be done. Like, we're not just like, when they first split them up, I was so negative. Like, the start of the episode, I was fairly negative, and then towards the middle, I was just like, this is fine. Because they're actually focusing on the cast. As when Yamato said, hey, you, stay here. I'm going to hang out with Koshiro and Sora and do the battle.
The teams. Mm-hmm. Like, not even a who feels like they can come along kind of thing.
Yeah, and not yet. Just randomly choose the two that look also as much in pain but magically aren't. That I was ready to be very annoyed at that, because I thought it was just going to be them fighting for 20 minutes and then Tai Chi showing up. But it wasn't. It was them still fighting, but we also had the other characters talking and also some grief and trauma happening, which was pretty cool. Like, Hikari, understandably, wasn't okay with her brother possibly being blown up. And I 100% think that Tai Chi was dead and he was resurrected with the hopes and dreams of the children because it's Digimon, and that's not even the weirdest thing that would happen because it's happened in Digimon before. And again, it's also happened in Peter Pan. I don't know how that memory came up. I'm not sure if it's from the Peter Pan one. It might be from one of the sequels because in the 90s, Disney were just like, hey, let's make direct TV.
It was live action Peter Pan.
Was it? I don't even remember.
And it has like the best theme music ever.
I just remember that they do believe in fairies, and then Tinkerbell goes from being dead to being alive because people have belief. And that's exactly what I got from this episode, was just like, Tinkerbell and Tai Chi are the same. And maybe War Greymon too. They're all just fairies or something, because that's what happened. But yeah, I do have highlights of this episode, and the main one is the whole atmosphere, because that sort of Evangelion body horror going on with Millenniumon was kind of cool, and I was completely a fan of that, so we can have more of that, please.
Yeah.
No, I definitely didn't dislike any of the stuff with Millenniumon. I could have taken or left the Yamato fight, to be honest. It was fine. I wish I felt like Millenniumon had a goal.
Besides
complete
just
destruction of the digital world?
Yeah, but like, be alive is really all I have for Millenniumon, and be evil.
At least, like, we found out that Devimon kind of did have a goal, and it was just, like, turn Angemon evil. Like, that was his end game.
But Millenniumon has been trying to do something for thousands of years, and I'm not real clear on what it is or why.
We didn't find out about Devimon's actual goal until 20 episodes after he died, so maybe in episode 66 it's going to come along that Millenniumon actually had a personality and some goals and dreams.
Rio
I don't
shows
know.
Up to tell you you fulfilled the prophecy.
Also, getting really worried that we have 16 episodes left, and apparently
next episode is the end, apparently.
And also, I'm very, very disenchanted. That's not even a word. I was very the sad feels because the synopsis is for next week are out, but also the following week. And the following week is my birthday. And I really would have liked a Rosemont episode for my birthday, but I'm not getting a Rosemont episode for my birthday. I'm just getting, and no spoilers, but the episode where... You know the episode after they defeated Devimon and they were like, where they went off on a boat to the other continent?
You mean the one where
they I'm worried that this is going to be that episode. No, in the original.
The
a new continent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm worried that just by reading that description that's what we're going to have, and I don't want that for my birthday.
But that's
good. So can we have a...
The characters talk. They don't do that in Colon.
I don't trust the writers for that, and that was not a good episode in the original adventure.
So your fears are that in a couple of weeks we'll be saying something along the lines of, I'm on a boat, there's whales and shit, it's as real as it gets.
Nice boat.
It's a nice boat.
I don't know. Can Toei go on another hiatus just for a week for my birthday, so we don't have a bad episode of Digimon for my birthday, and I can watch, I don't know, like playing games or Flower Power or something, and just enjoy Digimon for my birthday? Is that so much to ask?
Please give us a good
episode. I guess so. I don't think an episode that doesn't have Mimi or Palmon in the title, or any focus on Mimi or Palmon in the synopsis, could be a good episode. So, yeah.
True.
Because the writers like Mimi.
Writers.
It's
do
not me
very
liking Mimi now.
Like Mimi so much.
It's because Mimi's allowed to show emotion.
Too. Well, yes.
Why do they like Sora?
They don't. They just give her the lines that literally anyone else could say.
Yes, which is like what did Sora do this episode besides fly on Garudamon? I think she smiled when Mimi was like giving the speech.
I think she said like Tai Chi.
Yeah, that was maybe like one of my highlights, is how Mimi crying on a flower just
Sora
instantly
said,
brightened everyone's face.
It really was a lot.
I liked it.
I mean, I enjoyed it.
I don't know why, but I also got Blackwall Greymon feels in this, because like he had a whole thing about a flower too.
He did.
It's like handshake meme, Mimi, Blackwall Greymon having crises over flowers, like having some character over this flower. At least this time it makes sense because okay, her thing's kind of like flowers. Because
was it
of
a real flower?
Yep.
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 Moving on.
Like, also, side point. At one point in this episode, I was just like, is this just like a stealth Rosemont episode? Like, I was getting like a little bit too excited at the concept of like, if this was just like Rosemont showing up and just like slapping Millenniummon in the face, I'd be like, oh my god. Or better yet, Banshee Lilymon.
Instead of the Crest of Courage at the end, we'd gotten whatever we've decided Mimi's is. And just the crest of being the loudest.
The crest of kicking some booty.
Yeah, just...
The crest of being better than you. The crest of, like, not giving a frick. Like, that is Mimi's whole thing. Like, just being the crest of queen. I don't know.
Anyway, if instead of Tai Chi showing up in a column of fire, it had been Rosemont, that would have been the best ending.
I don't think Rosemont would survive a column of fire.
I disagree. Rosemont can do anything she wants.
I don't know. Banshee Lilymon probably could. She looks like that she'd just be riding a motorbike through that fire.
That's true. I would prefer Banshee Lilymon to Rosemont, to be honest.
Honestly, yeah, me too. I just dig it. I don't think we're going to be getting Banshee Lilymon in this show, but having said that, did not expect Ponchomon. So literally, the show could pull anything out and I'd be like, okay. We still have 16 episodes, but we also still have...
Please don't let there
a
be a
lot of evolutions
bad.
To get through.
But also,
oh, there will be a bigger bad. Like, what are they going to?
Please
what
don't
are they
have
do
us lose
16 episodes?
For 10 episodes. Frontier.
Look, I think we're just going to have Apoclymon show up.
You're probably right, and if so, please, oh, for the love of God, involve Meikumon. Just really
oh,
pull it
also,
together.
Also, side note, it's still related somewhat. I was having a shower the other day.
I'm glad.
And that's just the beginning of my story. That's not me just bragging that I had a shower at some point. Yes, I
wow,
are you impressed? I bathe.
Showering occasionally.
Yeah, I'm just living a good life, this bougie life of having a shower. Anyway, so I was having a shower and for some reason I started thinking about Digimon. So wow, that's a bit sad. But anyway, so I was having a shower thinking about Digimon and
getting
as you
hot
do.
And
I was just thinking
like you do.
Oh no, we're not going down that path. No, none of that.
Anyhow.
No, but I had a little headcanon that, like, Tai Chi is now, like, in his 30s and is having, like, a bit of, like, a normal, like, adult meltdown of, like, where did I go? I was so much happier as a kid. And this whole, like, colon series is, like, him just fantasizing about other adventures they could have gone on, and he's kind of a little bit upset that Sora's not his girlfriend.
This quarter
and
crisis.
But like, he also still doesn't know anything about Sora.
Yeah, besides she liked football, mm-hmm, so he's not giving her a character because he's kind of a little bit mad, and he kind of has Yamato off doing nothing for like 20 episodes because he's also a little bit bitter. But that was what I thought about in the shower. Like, what if this is just like a depressed Tai Chi's like fantasies about other adventures they could have gone on when they were 10.
That'd be
I'm not allowed to shower anymore.
Few episodes.
That'd be pretty great. I'm still hoping for Rio to show up and explain that they solved the ultimate crisis from original adventure or whatever.
Yeah. Look, I'm still hoping for what one, Rio to show up. Two, also V-Tamer Tai Chi just show up and punch this Tai Chi in the face. Like, you're terrible.
That'd be very good.
Stop riding your Digimon into battle, you dumb Dumbo. Anyway, we were talking about highlights at some point, so did anyone have any other highlights? Because I had a lot of highlights in this episode, because I just actually liked this episode. It wasn't perfect, it wasn't the best episode in this show by a long shot, but I still liked...
It was a real roller coaster for me. There were definitely moments that had me really enjoying the episode, but I think on the whole, I'm kind of left with a bad taste in my mouth from it.
Yeah.
That's every same episode, though.
This more than most.
Like, I'm gonna be honest, when Tai Chi showed up, I just kind of just almost ignored that part. Like, I just kind of chopped that part out of the episode in my memory.
Yeah.
So it just
on the
kind
other
of
hand,
was on
we
until,
literally
like,
had, anytime yep. Tai Chi's not on screen, I need everybody to be asking, where's Tai Chi?
Uh-huh. Yeah, which I feel like that's something we say every week, because that is
yeah,
what
happened. Yeah, but that literally happened.
Mm, yeah, yeah. That did happen.
His home
so
planet
any other highlights
him.
Are just me, like... Just me not hating things.
Some of the missile attacks from Metal Garurumon looks cool.
Yeah, I liked when Metal Garurumon showed up to also fight Millenniummon, because, like, Griffamon died off screen, by the way. Unless it I did. Missed it.
There was an explosion of data that you could see from Yamato's face, but
it was very quick.
It was a cool guys don't look at explosions, but of your enemy's corpse exploding.
Yeah.
Like, cool animators don't animate explosions.
It's a little cliche, but I did think that some of the flower shots were pretty.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh yeah, I love the flower shots. They're very good at animating nature in the show. Like, with all the Mimi episodes have been pretty well done with all the grass and flowers and fauna and stuff. No, flora. Flora's flora's the flowers, which would make sense, and fauna's the animals.
Mm-hmm.
I learn things.
I do not, in fact, research gut fauna.
That's some weird vore. Anyway,
was there any vore?
Black vore Greymon.
There was no vore.
Yeah, I can't think of any vore.
There was no vore, and I still didn't like it. I don't know.
Which has got to be a first for like 20 episodes that we haven't had any vore.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. It's been a hot minute.
Like, we've been voring since we ate Tai Chi like 25 episodes ago.
Yeah, let's see.
Because I'm fairly certain
it was all Tai Chi's fault, like, when Tai Chi's finally gone for an episode, no more vore.
It's true.
Yeah, spoiler alert, Tai Chi's into vore. Well, that's not really a spoiler. Everyone already knew that.
The rest of the series has been a dream, has been Tai Chi's death dreams as he got vored the first time.
Oh, no.
Which is where it just included the line, I don't know why I'm okay.
Yeah, maybe Devimon is still he's still inside Devimon at the moment.
Uh-huh.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. This is just a vore coma. Anyway, we'll probably stop this discussion now. Do we have any other highlights?
You know, like you have a vore coma.
Or we're just moving on to lowlights, because I'm pretty sure the word vore coma now and like leaving my mouth twice now has to be a lowlight for me this week.
It's certainly a lowlight for all of the listeners.
Yeah.
I don't think we yet have a podcast where people listen to our podcast and then talk about it, but I'm just saying we could.
Yeah. Look, if like I knew that vore would come up this much, I would have definitely counted how many times we say the word vore in this podcast. Like, I want a vore supercut, which is just us saying the word vore. But also, like, no one knew that there'd be this much vore. I think in episode 3, there was just like, Piyomon said, hey, that Digimon wanted to eat us. And we're like, ha ha ha, vore. Wouldn't that be a concept? And then the show just kept on running with that. Like, they're like, ha ha ha, tune in next week, because who are we going to eat this time? And
clearly the writers there was just watched too much the podcast vore. And were like, you know what? They're onto something.
You know what? After that week, they went off the air for a while, and you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Could
they
be.
Just rewrote it because, like, hey, they want vore, do
we're
they?
Giving the people what they want.
Mm-hmm.
We're still not talking about lowlights of this episode. We just started to talk about vore again. I just want to make that clear.
I want to be clear that the vore is very much a lowlight, even when it's not around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because then you're like, where's the vore? Which is a sentence I never wanted to say in my entire life, but now this show has made me say that word.
That don't involve that one particular word. I, for instance, did not like that Tai Chi was in it.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Even though I kind of get why they did it.
Let me dead for a full episode.
Oh, yeah. Even though I kind of get why they did it, it made me so frustrated that Mimi didn't just, you know, go up and hug Hikari for so long.
There was like a solid minute of Mimi just not helping, and also everybody else just watched the entire thing.
And I was just like, yo, y'all hug the team baby sister, come on.
There needed to be some words here. There needed to be some, like, inner monologue from Mimi about what she was feeling.
Yeah, just I needed something. Or, I don't know,
get much from Hikari either. Some
feelings of her own. Like,
what we got from Hikari was Oni-chan.
Yeah, like,
yeah, well,
and that was it.
To be honest, I get that. Like, if someone I loved or someone in my, like, no, if somebody did die that I knew or I thought they might have died, I think I would also probably not be able to say much. So I'm not going to hound them on that. But I feel like
I wish Hikari had could have still been able to say much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she has said Tailmon a lot.
Yeah. Tailmon certainly said Hikari a lot.
Tailmon just said Hikari like 4 times in a row.
Mm-hmm. That was the entirety of the
dialogue. I'm pretty sure that's all she said. Yeah.
I know, Tailmon said, I'll believe too.
Probably. Oh yeah, that, everyone said that though. That was just like something everyone said because they believe in fairies. Do we have any other lowlights?
This whole episode is cheapened by Taichi's return.
The comeback. I mean,
we knew that he was going to come back.
Yeah,
we did.
So it was already cheapened, and then cheapened further. Look,
it was still better than Leomon showing up and just saying, "I survived somehow." Like, I disagree. At least, like we still haven't. We don't know how Taichi survived, but it's got to be better than just like, "Oh, I survived somehow," or just like, "Oh, I was bored, boss. I don't remember
somehow." We're absolutely going to get that because I don't know. We're
The
best thing we can possibly get is that he was in a dark place and then Sora from Kingdom Hearts 2 accidentally summoned him out.
Or just like Sora from Digimon Adventure summoned him out.
Sora from Digimon Adventure obviously wasn't involved.
No, it's Sora from Digimon Adventure dressed as Sora from Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, that would be too good. Please, someone.
They both sort of have Kari, but one's like Kairi, right? Who? I don't know, I've not played Kingdom Hearts.
No, you're not wrong.
I bought it on PS4.
You should definitely play it sometime, because it's pretty good, except for the first one has the best story, but the worst gameplay.
That happens with so many games.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, I don't really have that many lowlights, because I didn't mind this episode. Yay. It had problems. They always have problems, and I really, really would like to learn something about Sora.
Yeah.
But at least Mimi was here.
Mm-hmm. All of the grief had literally no weight when you take into account the intro, where it's just 90% Taichi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the intro. Remember when we thought that the intro animation might evolve?
Yeah. I mean, that was part of it, is I had... They spent a full minute of video of Taichi, then they did a recap that didn't mention Taichi was gone, and then we just spent the entire episode talking about Taichi.
Mm-hmm.
And it just...
Yep.
God, I wish we could have let anyone else do something.
It's always them doing something, though.
Hikari the only reason this really episode thing of her own, like specific volition. She's
the
been
only reason
around people and said things. But anyway, I'll let Evie talk.
Yeah, just saying. Like the only reason this episode had any emotional impact was because of my own personal experiences with grief.
Yeah.
Without those, this episode would just be like, Taichi's coming back. Why are they so sad? You're just wasting our time.
I wish they had, like, the courage to, like, no pun intended, but the courage to actually just straight up kill Taichi.
Or at least give you, like, some amount of suspense about it.
Yeah.
Like, give me a few episodes of him being gone. Let the characters think he's gone and then adjust to it. Let the group dynamic change and then bring him back and, like, have that be a thing. But because we did the whole thing in 20 minutes... Nobody learned or grew from it. Taichi just was gone for a little while, probably on that one particular spot on Cloud Continent.
Yeah.
Or like just the whole thing of them deciding, oh, we're just gonna believe he's not dead.
Yeah.
Just that's not how grief works. That usually just makes it, I don't know.
So
there's
much
just no weight at all.
Yeah. Don't tell children to just believe that their dead relatives are gonna come back.
Yeah.
They're in the denial phase. There was no anger, there was no bargaining.
I mean,
there's maybe a tiny
none
bit
of those
depression.
Are real, but let's move on from that.
They also.
Yeah,
like,
well, I think basically maybe it just didn't last.
Yamato had anger, but that's basically all he seems to feel.
No, Yamato had, I'm just going to carry on, because we have to.
Yeah, he had
which is what he did in the original series.
Yeah.
They were each a stage of grief.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
Sora,
think so.
Sora, the stage of being silent.
No, Sora, the stage of, like, pounding just not existing.
Uh-huh.
This episode bad. Oh, Metal Gurumon's legs? I hate them. They are the worst thing.
Yes.
They should not be there when he's fine.
Animate
your Digimon.
No, look, I would love if his legs went inside his body, like when a plane is taking off and the wheels like go inside their body.
Have him do something with them.
They do just
like,
kind of hang out.
I just would love... Just give me a Metal Gurumon without, like, legs. And just have it flying, and then, like, when he lands, the legs just pop out.
Every time I see him flying with his legs just sticking straight down, I get this visceral mental image of, it's the Stonks meme, except
It's the same face, except it's just aerodynamic instead of stonks.
I like that.
Oh, I have one more highlight, which is that when the recap was happening and they showed me a Mugendramon without arms, I found it very, very funny because I had forgotten about Mugendramon losing his arms.
That was funny.
Yeah, Mugendramon without arms is hilarious. It's just really a torso, a robo-torso. Also, still, why did Taichi not just... I mean, I'm sure this is how they survived, but, like, just jump off?
I mean, exactly.
I assume that's what they did. Sure, like, they think they just got cratered into the ground.
Yeah, I'm just like, hey, Taichi, how'd you survive that? And he's like, I literally just jumped off, and I've been standing here the entire time watching you fight, because it's been really funny.
No, I just, like, needed 10 minutes to chill, because did you see how far I fell? Uh-huh. I needed a minute to walk it off, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Or just, like, he just remembered being bored, and he had to take a moment. Anyway, it's time to move on to the next topic of discussion, because I mentioned Vore again. So, who were our favourite characters? Mine will not shock you, because it was Mimi. I really liked Mimi. Evie, who was your favourite?
I have no favourite.
You have to pick one.
Griffonmon?
That is fair. I do like that Griffonmon exists.
She's a cool design.
I didn't get to mention it
in my lowlights, but the first thing Millenniummon does is T-pose for dominance. And I hate it.
Yeah, we did forget that, but it did happen. But also very Evangelion.
Why is
like
it
how
so
many
Evangelion?
Times has an Evangelion? Because Evangelions like to T-pose for dominance.
They do.
They kind of do it a lot. And Quinn, who was your favorite?
Lilith.
God damn it! It's like the third week in a row you've stolen mine right before I could say it.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, so Chloe, are you also choosing Lilith?
I was gonna say Millenniummon, aka Lilith. Yeah.
Okay, well that's fair.
Quinn stole the joke.
Sorry, we both came up with the same joke.
It's a good joke.
It is a
fair.
Pretty okay.
Like, it's
joke,
very Lilith.
Mm-hmm. In fairness, I almost said the Lance of Longinus. Would you prefer I switch to that?
There wasn't one.
Exactly.
There was no Lance though.
Yeah.
It should have been. Could have made this whole episode easier.
So, for rating, I gave this episode a 4. I really did like this episode. There were problems. It's not perfect. But I really liked the atmosphere. I think that Mimi's speech definitely saved this episode. I probably, if we didn't have the Mimi speech, it probably would have been maybe a 2.5, maybe a 3. But the Mimi speech and the sound effects and the whole atmosphere of this episode, Millenniummon being Lilith, that was pretty cool. Millenniummon showing up was really cool. I like Millenniummon's design. There were just a lot I liked about this episode, so I gave it a 4 because I like this episode. It was fine. I really did like it. It had a lot of stuff that spoke to me. Evie, what are you giving this episode?
As I was watching, it started at a 4, and then towards the end it went down to 3, and then before we recorded it went down to 2, mm-hmm. and now it's down to like 1.5.
Ooh,
so I'm going to give it 1.5.
Wow.
Oof.
Wow.
That's a surprise. Quinn, what are you giving the episode?
A 2.
Okie dokie. And Shaloi?
I was going to say a 3.
The divisive episode.
That's fair. So putting our three of our results together gave us a 7.5, which I don't think we've given a 7. Well, we have given 7.5s before, just not for a while. So episode 19 and 20 were 7.5s, and those were Hal Jiuokin was episode 19, and 20 was the seventh one, Awakens. I think this episode was better than those. What do y'all think?
I would probably agree with that.
Evie?
This is my second lowest rated episode, so it goes below pretty much anything else for me.
Okay, so two of us think it's above, and one of us thinks below. I might put it above. Between 19 and 20. Yeah, I can do that. So I will put it. So that puts it in 43rd place. In terms of my ranking, I put it in 18th place. So it was between episode 46, The Sword of Hope, and above episode 17, The Battle in Tokyo against Orochimon. Evie, where did you put this episode in your ranking?
This goes in 48th place.
Okie dokie, so
the only one below it is the War Greymon Digivolution episode.
Okie dokie. And Quinn, where's this going in your ranking?
Fairly close to there. I'm going to put it in third from the end. I don't think this was as bad as episode 18.
Wait, so third from the bottom, but worse than episode 18?
Yeah, right below 18. Should be then okay. Two. Yeah.
So episode 49, episode 25, and episode 30
yeah.
are below.
Correct.
Okie dokie. So that is now up to date.
Alrighty.
And now, do we have any miscellaneous thoughts before we move on to questions and comments from YouTube?
This episode is emotionally exploitative, and I dislike it.
Yeah, there just wasn't a lot of substance, and eh.
That's fair. Alright, so with our questions and comments from YouTube, Child Emperor says that Koshiro is super adorable, how he sits down with his computer, and yeah, I've always liked that, like, all little shots with him on his computer, it's very cute. I like how he's always doing that. Next, we have Ritza21, who says this was a very epic battle with the legendary Dark Master. This Machinimon was a beast. And I'm like, I think he died quicker than in the original series, which is sad because I love Mugendramon. He's probably my favourite Dark Master, just because I'm a very simple man. I see big robot and I go brrr. I like the big robot dog. He's cool.
He also, like, had a whole city and did some cool, like, tactical things and had kind of a master planner vibe in a way that this one just attacked things.
Yeah, this one did not really have a personality. Like, he was not, like, a character. He just kind of was a robot. He was being controlled by somebody, and it wasn't Jedi this time, hopefully. Next, we have Seth, who says, "His Jesus was busy! Lololol, this is truly the pod that keeps on giving. Also, maybe random, but they would love to hear y'all..." Well, I said y'all because that's what they wrote, but then I changed it to all because it's like our... All? So anyhow. Our all? Owl? I'm us? Just saying the word owl now. And us wants to hear how, if we were each showrunners of a new Digimon series, what kind of characters, themes, plot lines do you focus on? I would love to see a series where they're not chosen children but chosen adults, and they have to, like, navigate their adult lives with also saving the digital world. Like, they have, like, I don't know.
I would like to see an anime starring college students.
I mean, that's what we kind of get in, like, I mean, it's not an anime, but with, like, Survive and Rearise, they're, like, kind of a little bit older. I want just, like, adults with, like, lives, like, personal lives and professional lives and also the digital lives.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they've got, like, a partner and child, but they also have to save the digital world, and they're, like... Their toddler keeps on, like, playing with the Digivice and keeps on, like, opening the Digiport. Uh-huh. I don't know. I mean, I'm fairly certain that happened in Savers, and they just opened a Digiport and lost their child. That happened. So maybe not that, because that was just bad parenting. But give me something that's, like, give me some adults who are, the chosen adults, and they're just, like, they have lives. They've got, a job, but they also have to save the digital world. And their Digimon just keeps on coming to work and, like, eating their books or something, I don't know. Give me something like that. I think it'd be cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know.
The thing that I have always pitched, and I guess what I was trying to get at here was, I want a slice of life anime where Digimon partners exist. Maybe sometimes there's combat, but by and large, like, I don't need a grand epic story. Just, like, give me...
You want Digimon Angelic Days, like the Angelic Days Evangelion spin-off, where we're just like, yeah, there were still some robot fights, but mostly it was a slice of life, and also Ray's hyperactive now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of that. Like, give me that kind of vibe, and just, I don't know, I find it really weird, as sexualized as the entire anime industry is, that none of the characters can be older than 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, at least if you're gonna zoom in on a girl's ass, let her be 22, so I don't feel like, you know... the worst person in the world.
Yeah, 100%.
And just...
It's okay. She's a 100-year-old dragon that just looks like a 12-year-old.
Yeah. Doesn't help. Doesn't help.
And yeah, just like...
Still weird.
A universe where, like, Digimon are not totally unknown. Maybe not everybody has one, but somebody coming to class with a Digimon doesn't require, you know, a massive explanation. I don't know.
Give me My Hero Academia, but they've got Digimon instead.
I have only ever seen, like, the first episode of that. And they have to go to, like, Digi Destined School. That sounds about
right. Yeah. Any other, dream shows?
Frontier reboot, but good.
If I remade Digimon, I would just make it fully into Eva, I think.
Oh, no.
Just make it a crossover.
Yeah. In order to see a chosen child, we have to kill your mom.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, so what are the odds that Agumon contains any of Tai Chi's mom?
Oh, that's why it contains Tai Chi's cognitive abilities.
Yeah, oh, that's what I was thinking about. The dead mom is the Digimon.
Yeah.
And also the love interest.
It just, we didn't have to kill their moms, we just took their personalities.
Mm-hmm.
It worked out fine for Asta's mom.
Why not watch Digimon? We've got Tai Chi's mom, Tai Chi's mom, Tai Chi's mom, and Tai Chi's mom.
But also no personality in Colin. She's just there. She doesn't think she has kids anymore.
Yep.
Anyway, that was a really fun question. Yeah. I liked that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, thank you. That was good.
It's sad that it's not as good as any Digimon series will ever have.
Yep.
Next up, we have Little Red Riding Hood, who says that Trans TK is their new favorite headcanon ever since the episode with the Lilimon cheerleader outfits. They'd love to see 02 Star TK, but with her being a trans girl, maybe Patamon could digivolve into lovely Angemon from Rearise. Yes, that'd be very cool.
Yeah.
And they would really like to see that. And I'm like, yes, I would like to see that. Like, another thing, like, it's never happening because I know that Japan's not good on, like, LGBT issues or anything. But also a Digimon series where there are trans characters, that would be, like
sick.
Don't even make it a focus. Just have, like, a character be trans and just, like, just make it, like, a very soft, like, oh, yeah, they're trans. That'd be cool. Because otherwise you just have me saying, Daisuke's trans, this character's trans, this character's gay. Just me pointing at these characters and, like, boom, magic, you're all trans. Just give some actual canon trans people, but honestly, don't expect it because Japan's not good with that kind of thing. And we've ranted about Persona before, so... Anyway, we have Living My Dream 242, who says that they remember watching Digimon way back in the day and saying how this has super nostalgic vibes for them. So thank you, I'm glad we're able to give that. And then lastly, we have Christopher, who says that, so we've finally made it to the endgame final boss fight, and it's time for a Digi Miracle and power-ups, and how the last episode was all action and plot heavy and everyone putting in work, but Ty and Matt had to go and just be the main characters, and they can't wait to see everyone else get to Mega as well, and they're hoping that Ty's okay, and it's glad to see that Leomon's not dead. Maybe he'll beat the Leomon curse. Maybe I still feel like he just came back because they wanted him to come back and they couldn't be bothered writing him a reason to have come back. So,
they definitely said at the time, I'm sure we'll see him again. I think we were expected to take it as a very Kingdom Hearts. I'm sure Kairi is still alive, so we don't have to worry about that plot point.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted them to explain how he survived. Like, where did you go after the vortex? Somehow.
What did you not get about somehow?
Just somehow. He survived. I don't know. I'm gonna need you to get off my back on this thing. Like, honestly.
It's not great, and I'm just assuming Millennium Mon will kill him. Either that, or, I don't know, maybe we'll get another Dark Evolution before we're done.
Yeah, that's kind of what I had expected, was that he's being brought back so that they would have someone to kill.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happened in Try.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that happened. That keeps on happening.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Leomon. Anyway, that's it for the comments and messages. Does anybody else have anything else to add before we wrap this up?
Let's wrap this up.
All right, let's wrap this up. All right, everyone, so you can join us next time for episode 50, The End, The Ultimate Holy Battle. Do we have any predictions besides what we saw in the preview or any of the screenshot previews that are also out there and also the Digimon Encyclopedia?
It will be a battle, but it will be neither ultimate nor holy, and certainly not a the.
No, I think there will be ultimate holy Digimon, though.
The Mega level, though.
Yeah, Mega and ultimate are the same.
But Crunchyroll turns into Mega. Crunchyroll also looks like Sword Greymon is Greymon this week.
Ultimate in both cases, but
yeah, it was Kyukoku in the
which is what we're actually getting at, is I think it's just like hinting that it's an evolution episode without putting Gaudramon in the title, but then, you know, doing the analyzer.
We did an encyclopedia.
Yep, good job.
Yeah, I wish they would not. I wish they would not the evolution.
It should have been the end evolution of next levels episode.
Because it's.
Oh, you know what I mean.
Like, no, I mean like. I mean like in terms of the terminology used. I wish that they wouldn't use the English titles.
Oh god, yes.
Not because I don't like the English titles, but because it's getting confusing. Because yeah. It's like in any case, it is confusing that they use Ultimate in the English terminology and in the Mega.
Yep.
Japanese terminology. I wish we just, like, I have started to use, and I know I've mentioned this before, I use Perfect and then Mega. Just because those are two unique levels. Just because everyone will know what I'm saying if I'm saying Perfect. Everyone will know what I'm saying when I say Mega.
Yep.
Nobody, if I say Ultimate, you're going to say, okay, do you mean Perfect or do you mean Mega? Because exactly. Every time I read Ultimate, I have to think about it. Like, is Toropiamon, is that's an Ultimate level. Is that Ultimate or is that Ultimate? It's Perfect. It's much easier. But, yeah, so I don't really have any predictions other than the obvious things that are happening.
Yeah.
I've seen the extended preview, which is more than just the one at the end of the episode, so I know a little bit more. I'm not sure if anyone else has seen that.
I have not.
But things are going to happen. But, yeah, so it's a thing that's happening. It's kind of weird that we're defeating, it seems, by the episode title that we'll be defeating Melanemon in this episode.
I feel like we're going to win him. And then get a stronger version of Millenniummon, because that's kind of what Digimon does. Also, I think at some point we're going to get about five episodes of losing.
I think we're just going to defeat him this episode, to be honest.
Okay.
Like, we're just all showing up.
Do with the rest of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, me neither. I don't know what we're... Maybe so we're going to be digging more at the lore? If we dig at the lore... This show could be good.
If Leomon survives, it will be because we're going to do some kind of thing involving the war restarting. But I'm still expecting Millenniummon to survive the fight in some way, if only because that's literally Millenniummon's whole jam.
I just can't get over how big Leomon's nipples are.
Yeah.
That's my main takeaway, honestly.
Listen, Kings.
that's all I got. Any other predictions?
I think we might see Orphanimon as well.
I think they're going to only give us one evolution per episode.
Because I know what's showing up in this episode, yeah, so I can't say.
Holy Digimon are special cases. And like, if Orphanimon doesn't show up here, I don't know where else it would come in.
I'm thinking just the one right after.
I still can't say.
I know, and that's fine. Anyhow.
Well, we know that we can presume that Godramon is showing up. But yeah. We also don't have Seraphimon yet.
That's also true.
We might just have one or the other.
I'd be surprised if we didn't get at least one of the two of them to do both.
I would be surprised because the Colon Digivice had Seraphimon in it.
Yeah. On the other hand,
Funnily enough, did not have Godramon in it.
I could potentially see them doing an evil Seraphimon Millenniummon thing if we're doing more Frontier callbacks.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Because we've got Sephiroth-mon.
Right, we've got Sephiroth-mon and Millenniummon, who is potentially going to survive as a spirit, as Millenniummon has done before, and need another body.
Yeah, do we have any other things to say?
Please no Apocalypse.
I just want it to be good. Please no Apocalypse. I mean, I know that's for the next, like, 15 episodes after this one, presumably. But please, can we do something?
Just
like,
please
if
don't.
We just get 15 episodes of just lore...
Yeah.
Like, the world is saved, now let's have some lore. Or even if we just did 02 for, like, a hot second.
Please do 02, that'd be so good, but we're not gonna.
But look, if we do 02 but it's only 15 episodes, that could be very good 02.
We could be. We're not doing that.
No. Oh, we're not, because we still need to get the ultimate level. Well,
we have so many more evolutions.
We still have to get the mega forms. Yes.
Which, yeah, means either Millenniummon survives in some form, or we get a new big bad. And I'm hoping it's more Millenniummon, if only because Millenniummon already doesn't have a goal, and I don't need someone else to introduce to have no goals. Mm-hmm. I already have college students for that.
God.
Oh, no. Anyway, So thanks for listening. And you cannot check out our link dump because there's still no website. But if you are listening to this in the future, we do have a website. So that's exciting. Future as in July, allegedly. So the Redbubble's linked in the description. And you can also contact us and stay updated. You can send us spam, which I've unsubscribed from and sent to my spam folder. So it's now looking pretty good. But please do not send any more. So you can email us at lostintranslation@gmail.com. Or you can comment on this episode on our YouTube channel, because I'm trying to get to 10,000 subscribers. I'm almost there. So if you haven't already, please give us a sub, a like, a comment, etc. What the people say.
Also, so please give me a dollar.
You can follow us at Translation. Oh, no. Jeez. Wow. Jeez, all right. Anyway, moving past that, you can follow us at Translation on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and of course, YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will, and also a discussion thread on the Digimon subreddit. We'd also appreciate any reviews on any podcast services and catches that you can use, and if we find it, we'll read it out on the show. So that's exciting. You can also donate to Patreon, which linked is in the description, from as little as $1 a month. And that gets you access to a listed Discord server, but there are higher levels of more rewards, like early episodes and raw episodes, where you can just hear us not being able to talk for the first, like, 15 minutes of each episode, because and it's mainly me, to be honest. It's mainly me that can't put words out of my mouth. Anyway, so thank you to our current supporters on Patreon, Joe, Stephen Reeves, who is WildWing64 on Archive Her Own, Kaidawashi, Chisai, who you can follow at Twitter at Shisai236, Kyle, Lismet, who is a Lekmon on Tumblr, Nicholas, Metal and Mamimon, Sam, Anthony, Keith from Gone While Hunting, a Hunter Hunter Rewatch podcast, SilverheadFreak25, Magnus, Lucas, JCmon05, Patrick, Jason, and Unwanted. You can also make a one donation on PayPal, which can be found linked in the description. Look how I can say the word description now. Are y'all impressed? It's paypal.me/edgemon. You can also donate to me on my Ko-fi account, ko-fi.com/edra. I know I stumbled a few words there, but I think I carried through like a champ, and that's what matters. So thank you to my wonderful, wonderful, beautiful, lovely guests today. So first up, Quinn, where can we find you?
You can't. Except on the Moncast, occasionally. But we didn't record this week, so I don't know.
And also on this lit, of course.
Well, I assume lit if they're listening out. To this, say these words that they found me.
Well, just in case. Quinn's here. Yay.
I am in
fact here. And Evie, where can we find you?
On the Moncast, when I release episodes again.
Yay!
We'll see when that is.
And we talk about Pokemon. I love Pokemon. Pokemon is good. I like that. It's been not terrible lately, so I like that too. And Chloe, can we find you anywhere?
Y'all can find me on the Lost in Translation Mon Discord server, where you can also see the commission that I had Chi make for the awful pun that I had.
Oh, that was so good!
Yeah,
that was so good. That made my week, it made my year. To be honest, that was pretty good.
Right?
It was pretty good. So is like great. An understatement. It was fantastic. Phenomenal.
I was very
pun-nominal. Very good.
So thank you.
So yeah, if you really like. If y'all like puns, the Discord server is a good place.
You should make puns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chi loves puns, so puns are good. Commission Chi. Chi is good. I like that. Every pun, so good. Air fryer air, so good. I'm never over anything. Anyway, so of course, thank y'all for joining me, and thank y'all for joining us and listening to us talk about Digimon. There we are. I made the words come out eventually. Woo. And us probably saying vor about 50 times more than you probably expected to hear this evening. So anyway, thanks y'all for joining me, listening, and basically being here. Thank you. It's more than Digimon has ever done for us. Anyway, so thanks for listening, and we will see y'all next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.